they've already still been there, y'all been this morning.
Yeah. Are there any prayer requests? Just help us to be patient and kind, Lord, with those that we're around that are against us, Lord. We ask that you help us to remember you this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name. So, do y'all remember exactly where we were at last week?
So they were speaking about on the way that they were going to marry his daughter Sarah, right? So now that they went in and they found out that they're from the same tribe, they're going to, he wants Raphael, who he thinks is his kinsman, not an angel, to ask her father for his daughter in marriage. So he's going to marry someone from the same tribe because his father, remember, told him that he wanted to marry someone from the same tribe. Yeah?
Okay.
So he told Raghul that he said, and Raghul said to Tobias, eat, drink, and be glad, for it is fitting for you to marry my child. However, I must tell you the truth. I gave my daughter to seven men, and when they went into her, they died during the night. But for now be glad. But Tobias said, I will not eat anything until after you establish an agreement with me. So Raguel said, receive her according to the decree, for you are a relative and she is yours. The merciful God will prosper you in what is good. So he called Sarah his daughter, and taking her by the hand, he gave her to be a wife to Tobias. And then he said, behold, receive her according to the decree of Moses, and bring her before your father. So did they have a wedding? Was it some kind of big, huge, fancy wedding? What did he do?
He
just took her by the hand, and everybody knew that was his wife. So, do we need a big, huge, fancy wedding to get married? No. Is it wrong to have a big, fancy wedding? It doesn't say it's wrong, so it's whatever you want, no? But she's already had seven weddings, so she probably didn't want a big, huge, fancy wedding this time, I imagine. He then blessed them and summoned his wife, Edna. She took a scroll and wrote out the agreement. They sealed it, and then they began to eat. After this, Raguel called his wife, Edna, and said to her, sister, prepare the other room and lead her into it. She did as he said and left her there. Then Sarah wept, but Edna understood the tears of her daughter, and she said to her, be courageous, my child. May the Lord of heaven and earth give you grace instead of the sorrow of yours. Be courageous, my daughter. So they got married, and then they're about to leave on their honeymoon, so to speak, and the girl's very upset. Why is the girl very upset? Okay, why does she think her husband might die?
Because it's already happened seven times.
Okay, would you be upset? I would probably be upset. But what does your mother tell her?
To be courageous.
To be courageous, okay. So, do you think the girl is still upset? Probably a little bit, no? But sometimes being courageous doesn't mean that you're not scared. It doesn't mean that you're not upset. It doesn't mean that you're not worried. It just means that you put your boots on and you do it anyway, no? And that's what she's about to do. She's about to go ahead and try to have a marriage one more time, even though their other seven husbands died. So for next week, what y'all are going to do is I want y'all to find somebody in the Bible that even though they were fearful or afraid or they were nervous, they went ahead and followed God's plan. They were courageous, yeah? So that's going to be your assignment for next week. And that will be for the big ones, too. So you have to go ahead and do y'all's assignment.
This week, we're supposed to think of an example of somebody that had mercy on another person. And I thought of one time, the Pharisees brought a woman to Jesus that had committed adultery, they said, and the law of Moses said to stone people like that. And so that Jesus said that whoever had never done anything bad in their life could throw the first stone.
Jesus was merciful to the people he healed. One time when the thieves and the robbers came and hurt a man real bad, then the Good Samaritan came by and wrapped up his wounds, and then put him on his donkey and took him to the hospital.
I got Luke 6:36. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful.
We're supposed to get an example of mercy in the Bible or in our life or in somebody else's life. And one time we were cleaning our pasture with a big loader and it didn't have any brakes and Daddy was driving it. He went up to a big branch that he wanted to cut down and he got out on the and just pushed against it so then it wouldn't roll down the hill. And he got out on the loader and told me to come and rev on it in reverse so that it wouldn't coast down the hill when it cut off the branch. Well, I didn't quite understand, I guess, and he cut off the branch and it started going downhill and I jammed on the brakes and it rolled down the hill. Thankfully, he didn't fall off.
I read a story this week about a Mennonite minister that his name was Peter, and he didn't want to go to war. And then these people came out and taken the thatch off of his roof, and he could have got real upset with them, but he was merciful and that gave a supper.
I thought God is being merciful with us, letting us be here and try to follow Him. He could have just, after Adam and Eve sinned, He could have just killed us all and then said that was it.
I thought about what Arthur said about the guy didn't go to war, and people were like calling him cowards and stuff, not going to war. And they took off the roof off his house, and he told his wife to go make supper for him, and he told him to come out and said, "You've been working really hard, come in and eat supper." They didn't even, just stood there and stared at the food, and they ran back outside and put the roof back on.
Proverbs 14:21-23. He who dishonors the poor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor is very blessed. Deceivers devise evil things, but good men devise mercy and truth. Devisers of evil things do not understand mercy and faithfulness, but mercies and faithfulness are with devisers of good things.
I read a story one time about a boy who was a slave and he escaped, and his master later recaptured him. He pulled the joke on him, not really a joke, but this guy that helped him, just put him in, gave him a house and stuff. He took him to where his captain was, or his boss, and said the master wanted to talk to him about some scrolls or something. And the guy left, and he took him and put him on a ship, and they left, and the ship ended up wrecking. And the kid saved the guy's, his master's life, and the guy gave him his freedom for saving him.
When we came up from Mexico, we were new and we didn't know many people around here, and my dad didn't have a shop to work in, and then our neighbor, Mr. Carter, let us use his shop for the whole winter, and then he was real kind to us.
Well, it's the same as Jaden's here. Proverbs 14:20-21, or 21-22. He who dishonors the poor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor is very blessed. Deceivers devise evil things, but good men devise mercy and truth.
Well, I just thought about how God's been merciful to me during work a lot of times. I could have got hurt, but He chose to keep me safe.
Be kindly affectionate to one another in brotherly love, and honor preferring one another. And that's like the golden rule. To treat others like we would want to be treated, and that's what mercy is part of the golden rule. And I just thought about how it's so easy to just think about ourselves and not think about other people. There's other people in the world and that are hurting and going through life just like we are, struggling. And I just thought, it's good to think of others and do good to others.